Good evening. It is Wednesday, the 1st of February. And I have just listened to an audio boo from R2 UK about February, which is yet another of these things where you do an audio boo a day. Well, I'm probably not going to manage that this time round. But I did think that I might do a boo today to follow the prompt about who are you and where are you from. And I've been thinking about this. Who am I? I am Nissapod, or at least it was nice and straightforward. I was Nissapod everywhere, online, on Twitter, on Audioboo. I had a blog called Nissapod. I had an email account in the name of Nissapod. I was on Goodreads as Nissapod. You know, you get the picture. It was a name that was based on a nickname that my dad gave me because I used to really love Doctor Who. Still do, actually, but I really, really love Doctor Who. Sufficient that I actually adopted as my middle name the name of a character called Nyssa, who was one of the companions of the Fifth Doctor. And yeah, so I was called Ruth Nyssa Jenkins. And it even got on my university degree certificate because it went on my university application form. So it was, you know, pretty much official. And my dad took the piss out of me and used to call me Nissapod, Ruth Nissapod Jenkins. So I found a use for this because it wasn't a name anybody else was using. So it's very easy to get email, Goodreads, everything in that name. And, you know, it was very, very practical. And then I started my Mini Break Mummy blog and it took off. And I found myself having to explain why my email address, why my Twitter account, why my Goodreads, why my Audioboo, why everything else was called Nissapod. So, started with Twitter. I got so irritated with having to explain why my Twitter name was different that I just renamed myself on Twitter as Mini Break Mummy, and immediately my number of followers started to go up and up, so it was more than double what it had been as Nissapod. And I didn't have to keep explaining who I was anymore. Then I started the Goodreads 2012 challenge, reading challenge, and I changed my Goodreads account to be called Mini Break Mummy also. Because lots of people who are followers of my blog are also in Goodreads. So again, I didn't want to have to explain the difference. So I then thought, oh, actually the only thing now that is still in the name of Nissapod that's sort of publicly accessible, I still have an email. But the main thing that's still called Nissapod is Audioboo. Maybe I should change the name of Audioboo as well. And I thought about it. But I think because the Audioboo community is a kind of a, well, certainly the community that I'm in, is a smaller community, and there are so many Audioboos that sort of say, oh, I was listening to something that Nissapod said or whatever, it's quite difficult to change it now. So I'm going to leave it as Nissapod. And also, because it ends in the P-O-D, the pod bit, it's almost kind of related to podcast. So I'm going to stay as Nissapod on Audioboo. Nissapod still exists on Audioboo. So anyway, apart from that, what else about me? Well, I'm 40. Actually, 41. Oh, dear. And I'm living in the East Midlands. I have a 3.5-year-old boy, and yesterday he said, "Mummy, you're a lady, but you're nearly a man," which I thought was hilarious. Anyway, on that note, I shall stop talking and perhaps speak to you again tomorrow, but maybe not. Bye for now.